around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. We hope you all enjoyed a happy Valentine's Day yesterday. The clock says it's just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The calendar says it's February 15th, 2025. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, off we go, talking everything and anything in the world of travel. All right, Rudy is still prepping. He will join the show at the bottom of the hour. Bobby is doing yeoman's work down there, getting this show transmitted over the satellite to all of you across the country. But it's all good for us, as Mary, RJ, and I have the bases covered. So good morning, Mary. Good morning, RJ.
Good morning, RJ.
Happy to be here, as always.
How you doing?
Great having you here. All right. Listen, folks, a programming alert that next week's show will be an encore presentation, as Mary and I are off for some travels to the Caribbean. And starting later today, over the next 35 days, we will be in the Caribbean, 18 of them. So we got a lot of travel coming. And that's because after this week's trip that we'll be doing, we'll be back in the Caribbean in March for our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with Seabourn. Now, the March trip will not have show fans traveling with all of us, but we will be broadcasting this program from Grenada aboard Seabourn Ovation on March 15th, Mary.
18 days. I don't think anyone is crying for us right now who's listening. That's a long time back and forth to the Caribbean.
That will get you your sea legs.
I think so. Yeah. So speaking of Seabourn, there are just a few days left to lock in the special offer to join Robert and me aboard the Seabourn Quest this August and travel with us in Alaska as part of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. So you need to book by this Tuesday, February 18th, if you want to lock in Seabourn's best deal of the year. That's going to save you an extra 15%. It's going to deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, and you're going to get a reduced deposit. And there are two options to fit your schedule. We have a full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or you can do the shorter 7-day option, and that leaves from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. And, you know, as we've talked about on the show the past few weeks, we've been talking about this because Seabourn, their fleet is just smaller. The ships are smaller. They're real luxury ships. They're going to take us to areas of Alaska that the larger ships cannot access or aren't, frankly, even permitted to get into.
That's true.
And that's just going to add to how special the bucket list trip is going to be for everybody.
I would agree with that. So listen, if you want to pay a higher price, well, you certainly can do that. You can wait to book, okay? I'm sure Seabourn would be happy with that. But why would you not want to save money and come travel with us in Alaska this August? So just get this done by this Tuesday, February 18th. Go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. Right at the top, you're going to be able to click on the link that says, Join Us, Book Here, 2025. Seabourn Alaska cruise. Get it done, and we are going to go have a great time together. So looking forward to that, Mary.
That's for sure. And then when you're on the show website to make a reservation to travel with us in Alaska this August, be sure to also vote in the latest travel polls. They are right there on the homepage. We have a water theme, and you're going to see that. We are asking for the first question, which country is home to over 60% of the world's lakes? And the second question, which U.S. state is home to the mouth of the Mississippi River?
RJ, I'm just going to ask you, because I know want to throw out there 60% of the world's lakes. What country? What do you think?
Oh, boy. You're going to put me on this. Is this Jeopardy?
I mean, it is, exactly.
You don't even have the options in front of you.
This is a country?
No, there are options to choose from.
It's on the website, but I'm curious.
Wild China? Guess.
No, China's not it. Okay. So that's not it.
That's a good guess, though. I'm just going to leave it there. So,
all right.
Anyway.
We will talk about those when we are back from the Caribbean. So right now, we've got about 4.5 minutes left in this segment. Let's see what the Travel News Roundtable has to report today. I will start us off, and I'm going to go rapid fire with this with three items. The first, if you haven't heard this week, again, Spirit Airlines, they rejected Frontier's airline merger bid once again. You know, they said that they would now proceed with standalone recapitalization, whatever that means. Okay, so listen, we've said before on the show that the Biden administration, they destroyed Spirit's viability. So it's not a matter of if they're going to partner with somebody, but when, otherwise Spirit Airlines will not be flying. Another company out there that's got Spirit in its name, Spirit Aerosystems, they are out of Wichita, Kansas. They make the fuselages for the 737s, right? We know because we about the whole door issue with Alaska last year, right? Boeing agreed to purchase them. They were a Boeing company. They spun them off. Boeing's looking to buy them back. But this week they came out and said they've concluded that there is substantial doubt about their ability to continue due to the cash flow and liquidity positions. So they've got some problems. That's going to have a huge
impact. That's not
impact
what you want to hear.
On Boeing. No, not at all. The 737 line is going to have a huge impact. So that's definitely something we're going to want to watch. And then I will just say on a good news to leave Boeing in a good spot here. Boeing delivered 45 planes in January. It's their highest since 2023. 40 MAX jets. So they got some of those fuselages there out of Spirit AeroSystems. Some 787s. And a 7 and a 777 as well. So they also booked 36 new orders as well.
Yeah,
so
all right. Well, that's good news. Good to hear that. All right, I'm going to switch us over to the hotel category. So back in 2013, Hyatt began to invest in Playa Hotels and Resorts, which resulted in the Hyatt Ziva and the Hyatt Zilara brands throughout the Caribbean. And if you don't know who Playa is actually the leading owner and operator of high-end all-inclusive resorts in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and Jamaica. Maybe you've stayed in one of their resorts. Well, that initial investment must have been so successful because this week Hyatt announced they've entered into an agreement to acquire all outstanding shares of Playa. Basically, they're going to acquire the company for a cool $2.6 billion, and that's really going to allow them to expand the all-inclusive Hyatt presence significantly throughout Mexico and the Caribbean. As long as the acquisition goes smoothly, the deal's expected to close later this year, but it's a great example of the continued demand for all-inclusive.
It's a substantial right? part of travel right now. Where we're seeing growth, the all-inclusive people
Huge.
Want to go there. Yeah, no question
and
about that.
I love the fact that they're acquiring because it's a lot less expensive to acquire, I think, than it is to all these new builds. You know,
well,
you see other major companies are building.
Well, they do have to do the renovations.
And you do, but it's still a good deal for them.
RJ, what do you have for... And by the way, you've got the open road coming up today. It's kind of an exciting segment you're going to be doing,
We
right?
do. It's actually... It's a little bit of a pivot from, you know, the typical open road segment. But yeah, it's exciting. So stay tuned for that. So in the automotive sector this week, there's just another bizarre addition now to the Jaguar Land Rover sort of story that's been, you know, taking place over the last month, 6 weeks or so. So as you know, Jaguar Land Rover, they had the brand, a rebrand just about a month ago. And it's been totally bizarre, totally whitewashing the brand and very strange. And a lot of, you know, catching their customer base off guard a little bit for such a historic brand. So this week they just announced they're going to invest almost $200 million into a technology hub in Portland, Oregon. Essentially, it's they're going to be developing autonomous driving for their products at this facility.
Why Portland?
I don't know. It's a great question. I'm assuming for the technology and for, you know, it's a good question. And furthermore, $200 million for autonomous driving, Jaguar, it's not adding up. So I'm curious to see what exactly they plan on doing with this, but it is definitely a different direction for the company.
I saw, you know, the Super Bowl we had last weekend. Only two car companies actually advertised this year, Jeep and Polestar, with the Polestar 3 that's coming out, and we will see.
But, by the way, none of our predictions were accurate. I was way off in mine.
They were not. But listen, we could do the Daytona 500 again. That's coming tomorrow. President Trump's going to be there. Listen, he was at the Super Bowl last week. Tomorrow he's going to be at the Daytona 500. So I guess when the next big sporting event comes along, we can expect him to be there as well. All right, looking at the clock right now, let me set the stage for what's coming. Next, travel, music, and its impact on communities here in the U.S. and globally is going to take center stage. RJ's got the open road coming up on the D-Block this hour. We've got theme parks, traveling with your own local museum. The Love Pilots are ahead as well. They're coming up with a personal connection. Listener emails and more are all still coming, folks. Plus, we're also going to check in on Asheville, North Carolina, to see how they're doing after the devastating hurricanes that hit the area. All in all, 90% of the show is still ahead. Don't touch that channel.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If you've been thinking about home security, now is the time to join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. They don't just react to break-ins, they help stop them. Their Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras and live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. Visit simplisafe.com/carry to get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and your first month free. That's simplisafe.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, plus a free gift with your mattress purchase or a free bedding bundle with any Lux or Elite mattress order. This unique offer is only for our listeners, and it's not going to last long. helixsleep.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at AMAC.us/carry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at AMAC.us/carry. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's AMAC.us/carry or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-4. 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com or head to RMWorldTravel.com for a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
We are back and rolling right along as we move into this B block. There is so much ahead for all of you today on the show, and we're going to begin with travel and music. This portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
When traveling, sometimes sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or maybe it's a short getaway, international or even domestic, do what we do and get protected with a plan at travelguard.com/carry.
Just a smart thing to do, folks. Again, it safeguards you against trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services you're going to have availability to, prescription replacement will happen for you, work-related cancellations might be what impacts you. Maybe it's medical expenses and evacuations that you need, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance, whatever it is, you're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So just go get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry before you travel. You got to do it before you travel or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
There's no doubt music tourism is in its own category these days within the world of travel, with popular megastars and festivals like Bonnaroo, which we actually covered last week here on the show, bringing in millions of dollars and jobs to cities across the world. But can cities do music tourism better? Shane Shapiro, founder of Sound Diplomacy, thinks so. We've invited him today to join us, and he's waiting to join us via Google Meet.
Shane, appreciate you jumping aboard with us today. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, great having you here with us. So, you know, any of us who are successful know firsthand that timing in life is everything. And the company you founded, Sound Diplomacy, you know, has certainly been enjoying the growing trend of music tourism without question. We talk about this on the program with regularity all the time. Travel and tourism, it is such an economic engine in our society. It's responsible for 1 in 10 jobs globally. And when you factor in what music can bring to a city, I mean, we're talking big business here. So I want you to share with our listeners across the U.S. right now a quick overview of the work that you do at Sound Diplomacy.
Yeah, we work with cities and governments and private companies all over the world on music and economic policy. So that includes tourism. So really, it's about how do we take deliberate and intentional decisions to invest in music in our communities as economic development or tourism-based development. It's all genres, all disciplines, everything. And we do it all over the world.
And you're so passionate about this that you wrote a book, This Must Be the Place, How Music Can Make Your City Better. And, you know, the fact that you're working with government leaders, I'm curious if you work with local convention and visitor bureaus as well. And there's got to be some frustration in trying to convince. What are some techniques or ways you use to convince these local leaders that music can add so much to their city?
We use economic data. So we have I built an economics department specific for understanding the economic impact that music and broader arts and culture can bring to cities. And then we split it up. So we link it specifically to tourism, to jobs, to social inclusion, to community development, and so on. So yeah, you pull at people's heartstrings. Everyone loves music for the most part, mm-hmm. or at least appreciates music. Everyone has a favorite artist. That sometimes gets you in the door, but it's really about dollars and cents and how music can demonstrably increase heads in beds and meet tourism outcomes.
So I want to use an example. Bob Jamison, the CEO of Visit Fort Worth, the CVB, is a big fan of yours. I know you've worked with him. Let's use that city as a brief example. There was a word, I saw an interview you did with him, with somebody else, the term nighttime economy. Again, this probably goes back to economic drivers and economic data. Just highlight a few things you did in that city intersecting music and tourism.
Yeah, we worked with the city on the development of a music office within the CVB. now called the Fort Worth Music Office. We did an economic analysis to understand the broader impact that music could have on tourism and the action plan that came out of that, the partners that we approached from a venue development perspective or from a regulatory perspective came out of that. And we built a, again, deliberate, intentional, and strategized music plan to incorporate music into Fort Worth's broader ambitions. And they are fantastic. They've really, you know, grabbed the bull by the horns and invested in their music ecosystem. But again, investing in music, not specifically to improve music as a standalone thing, right? It's investing in music to identify the role that music can play in solving other people's problems, whether it is, you know, how to make a place safer, how to enliven a downtown, how to attract, you know, big employers to invest there, or obviously how to increase either tourism or increase shoulder nights, you know, get people to stay longer, things like that. So
yeah, good
we have
point.
A plan around that.
Yeah,
right?
The shoulder nights.
We have a plan based on data. Music tends to be something, when I say the word music, it means something different to every one of your listeners, right? Music is an emotional thing. So we think about it emotionally, but you don't strategize very well emotionally, I would argue, if you're trying to think about how to invest, you know, your public's money into increasing visitation. So we need to take the emotion out of it, and we need our data and evidence to say, how much is music worth? Where is it? What is it? How does it all fit together? What can we do to work with what we have?
Well,
and what we do and what we did in Fort Worth and in over 100 other cities around the world.
Let's talk about this as we're talking here, Shane. You know, I'm thinking about how many festivals and events and so forth that go on, just talking in the U.S., right, since this is a U.S. audience. And, you know, how much money is spent to build the platforms, the stages, you know, the lighting, the sound, all of the things that go on, all the logistics, you know, only to spend more money to break it all down afterwards. You know, I'm thinking of an event we were in Miami. We saw, I mean, there's just so much going into
the
that, right, for weeks.
Of work that goes
it's unbelievable.
To take it down.
So there's got to be a better way for city planners to create a more permanent space, if you will, that can be multi-use for various venues and so forth, and be used, if the weather's appropriate, year-round. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's happening all over the place. You know, riverfront arts districts and things are happening all over the place, and how you can build in kind of permanent amphitheater-style infrastructure or music-related infrastructure in developing boardwalks, developing downtowns. Yeah, so a festival in a field, yes, obviously it has to be built and taken down in a couple of weeks. But sometimes fields are the best places to house that many people for a period of time, right? You know, you can't hold Bonnaroo in downtown Manchester, Tennessee.
Right.
You have to hold it outside of Manchester,
right,
Tennessee, field big enough. But again, it's all about the strategy around it. So a lot of cities are raising money or creating bonds or TIFs to attract investment, right? Investment to build stuff like hotels or invest in core infrastructure. If you want festivals and events to be part of that, you have to think about it in that process rather than it's not build it and they will come. It's build it so that they will come and stay.
Interesting and perspective.
A lot of communities will just expect the music to happen or the arts to happen without actually thinking about what goes into it. And then a lot of people, you know, everyone experiences music in the moment that they're experiencing it. And sometimes they forget about all those jobs and those skills and that go into it. And we have to keep reminding communities that investing in music, investing in culture, that's simply investing in jobs and investing in people. And it's a sustainable, non-extractive resource that is continuing to grow. The global music economy grew by 10% last year. It's one of the fastest growing economies in the world. This is a
time. Do you think it will do that again this year, or will it surpass that?
If you include global music economy, it will, because of the broader growth in emerging markets.
Okay.
In the U.S., I would argue that it'd probably be sustained at the same level that it is.
So talking about this, you obviously work with all these different cities and so forth and have experience with that. Is there a city, maybe it's domestic or maybe it's international, that, you know, you really want to say, they just get it right. They're doing something that others are not. And our listeners should probably put it on their radar. And I'll bring it up. I mean, something for us, you know, when we went to Reykjavik the first time, when we saw the music scene and so forth that they built there, I mean, that was not something we were expecting, but that's a big part of their tourism there.
Yeah. I've worked in Reykjavik, and it's a great city. Fully recommended to your listeners. I'm going to give three brief examples of cities that I love that are, one is Huntsville, Alabama. They are investing heavily in music, mainly to attract high-tech jobs, engineers, and so on. but they've invested in their infrastructure. A new amphitheater was built. They brought in a new festival. The city has a music officer full time specifically for this. Second is Tulsa, Oklahoma. Huge amount of work that's gone in. They also have a music office within the CBB, and they've invested heavily in the redevelopment of kind of the old town there by the Canes Ballroom.
Sure. Okay.
There's a, the archives, the Woody Guthrie Bob Dylan archive. These are all destinations, right? That people are going to through music. I would say that too. And the third is Lexington, Kentucky. That's all about diversification because we all love horses and we all love bourbon, but there's more to Kentucky than horses and bourbon. They have invested quite a lot. They even have a community fund called the Fund for Greater Lexington that is developing a big kind of performance space in Lexington for the broader arts and culture. So those are three cities that we see. Maybe your listeners didn't expect me to say.
No, well, listen, exactly. We're going to have to leave it there for today because we're running out of time. But the show is heard in all three markets. Our local listeners, I could tell you right now, they're happy that you mentioned it. And interesting conversation, really is. We really appreciate some of your time today. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay, Shane?
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Well, Mary, the screen here in the studio has just gone dark. Shane is off to whatever he's doing over there in London today. Sounddiplomacy.com is the website if you want to find out more information for him. Still ahead this hour is the open road, but next, the theme park sector of travel will get some love for us on this Valentine's Day weekend, if you will. Mary and I need to step aside right now for some sponsor messages, but there are 8 more segments to go on this February 15th broadcast, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors. Make your 2025 resolutions possible with Raycon's everyday earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry. They're the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion with premium audio that goes where you do. Their latest model is better than ever with active noise cancellation, a 32-hour battery life, and multi-point connectivity. And they start at just half the price of other premium audio brands. Right now, get up to 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, a few weeks ago, you heard Dr. Jerry Mixon on this show with Robert and Mary. We've enjoyed a long-standing relationship with the Relief Factor team and Dr. Jerry, 11 years now. This is a terrific product that everyone in our audience can use, and we want you to support them. If pain is affecting your life, we have the perfect remedy to get you feeling good again. To get yourself moving better, sleeping better, and feeling more alive, very simply make Relief Factor part of your life. This daily supplement fights pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain, and just like we have, more than 1 million people have turned to this product to feel the difference it can make in their lives. So join us. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95 or less than a dollar a day. It just takes a phone call to 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or you can also visit ReliefFactor.com, and you can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. ReliefFactor.com, or find out a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by, as always, looking under sponsors. Well, Seth Kabrisky is a good friend of this show. We've had him on. He is the master of, the Magic Kingdom, as well as Universal Orlando, and how to see those fabulous family vacation sites. And recently, the Wall Street Journal has had several stories on the rising of prices, particularly at Disney World and Disneyland, that people have to spend to get expedited entry into certain rides and certain in both Disneyland and Disney World. Seth, what's going on here? Because there's another piece just in the Wall Street Journal this week on how Disney is sort of getting a little nervous. They might be pricing things too highly.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me back on. It's a pleasure to talk to you, even though theme park lines and the prices for them are a painful subject for those of us in the theme park industry. You know, there's kind of a myth that Walt wanted the theme parks to be a democratic utopia where everyone was treated equally. Honestly, ever since Disneyland opened back in 1955, there were the A-ticket rides and the D-ticket rides, and the better rides cost more money, and if you had more change in your pocket, you could go on more rides. But ever since the pandemic, we have seen Disney monetizing the tips and tricks that people like me used to be able to tell you of ways to cut the lines for free or for cheap. They have turned that into a side business that has earned them almost three quarters of $1 billion at Walt Disney World alone in these new upcharges, such as the new Premier Pass that they have for their Lightning Lane service.
We're not talking $24 here.
Oh, no. Well, so prices for some of these Lightning Lane services do start at $20 or $30. That can be for an individual ride or for a timed return on a small selection of rides. But those services basically have guests staring at their cell phone, refreshing an app, trying to get an available reservation, which are snapped up very quickly. These new Premier Passes they've offered, which start at $130, but more often run up to $400 or more a night per day. Those options, it kind of let you turn back the clock to where you could just go on whatever ride you felt like at a given time instead of having to plan your whole day in advance around a schedule of return times.
So those very expensive ones puts you right to the front of the line.
So you put you right to the front of the line along with all the other people who have paid to be put at the front of the line, because that same Lightning Lane is being used by people who are using the disability service that is mostly reserved for folks with sensory disabilities like autistic children. It's also used for people who are on VIP tours led around by the folks in those plaid outfits. So even those expedited Lightning Lanes that people are paid hundreds of dollars for can sometimes have substantial wait times. It's still a lot quicker than waiting in the standby line, though.
And are you talking per person or per child? When you say 400, is that for a family of four?
No, that is per person, per day, per park. And that doesn't even let you ride Space Mountain over and over again until your heart's content. That's just one ride per person per day at a select number of rides.
Oh my gosh, that's a huge amount. Well, I'd say
these are perks that people got to know and love for free when they were called Fast Pass back in the pre-pandemic era. Disney used the pandemic as a reason to shut down the free Fast Pass service, and it basically brought it back in its entirety, only with a very steep price tag.
I do remember Fast Pass. So if you've got a family of four, I mean, you're going to, if you want to do the $400 option, that's $1,600 a day for the family of four to be able to cut to the front of the line.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are ways to go even higher than that. There are VIP tours that can run to almost $10,000 a day for a group. You know, there are still less expensive options. There's the option to not buy any of these passes at all. And there are still techniques, you know, my friends at Touring Plans will create itineraries that will help you get around the bottlenecks, get around the crowds without having to pay for these passes. But all of those tips and techniques are honestly have become less effective the more Disney has monetized all of the shortcuts.
You can check Seth Gabersky's books out by going to theunofficialguides.com. They cover Disneyland, Disney World, as well as the Universal Studio Tours. Seth, thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey. Today, I am thrilled to welcome a very unique guest here to the show. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carey. Now, Raycon Everyday Earbuds are the perfect gym buddy or phone call companion. They're also great for long car rides, working in the office, or making the daily tasks that we all do more fulfilling. Their latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with up to two devices at once. They're available in a variety of vibrant colors to complement your style, and they feature an easy, no-questions-asked return policy as part of their 30-day happiness guarantee. So as a show fan, go to buyraycon.com/carry to save 20%, or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, I'm sure all of us have heard of or maybe even seen in person one of the Goodyear blimps. They have a major presence at important sporting events all across the country. But have you ever wondered what's going on up in there inside the cockpit? Well, joining me today is Jeff Capek, and he's piloted Goodyear blimps for well over 20 years. Currently, he's chief pilot of Wingfoot 2, which is Goodyear's Florida-based airship that is covering this weekend's Daytona 500. Jeff, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for joining us today.
RJ, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
So the Goodyear blimp is one of the most recognizable sights in the sky here in the U.S., I think. And this year marks a major milestone. It's 100 years of flight for Goodyear blimps. What do you think has made it such an enduring icon?
That's a good question. I think about that a lot, and it reminds me of one of the things I like most about the job and traveling around the country with the blimp is it's different. You know, it's got a uniqueness to it. There's not a lot of blimps flying around in the world. And a lot of the places we go, the people there in these towns throughout the country don't often see blimps. So everybody's always happy to see us. The blimp is kind of a feel good thing to see just flying by outside. Yeah. And I think, just that uniqueness and, the likability factor that we have is what keeps us going for 100 years now.
As chief pilot of Wingfoot 2, what is your role entail, you know, start to finish during major events like this weekend's Daytona 500?
During the actual event, it's kind of just, business as usual. You know, we have a schedule to keep and times to be overhead the track to be in position for the race. Most of the hard work is already done. It starts months ahead of time, ahead of the race, just getting the planning done. The ship requires a lot of maintenance, so we have to make sure that's all in line.
Right.
Just accommodations for the entire team. We travel with 20 people. So once all that planning is done and the maintenance is done, the work is done, now that we're here in Daytona ready for the race, this is just kind of business as usual for us.
And what's maybe one of your most memorable moments behind the helm of a Goodyear blimp from over the years?
I don't know. I've had a lot of memorable moments. And, you know, it seems like the ones I enjoy the most are championship-level events like this one here, like the Daytona 500. Just that next-level events like college football national championships or major golf tournaments or big races like the Daytona 500. They just have a different type of energy around them, and it's a lot of fun to just be part of that.
What are some of the – well, Goodyear blimps, they're embarking on a 100-city tour this year for the 100-year anniversary. What are some of the highlights or new destinations planned for this tour?
Highlights, you know, I haven't even gone over the full 100-city tour.
It seems like quite an endeavor.
What's that?
It seems like quite an endeavor.
It is. You know, luckily we'll be dividing that up between the three ships here in the U.S. and the one over in Europe. Yeah. But we will be busy. We'll all be traveling pretty much from May into August. I kind of have an idea of where all the ships are going. I just don't know exactly which ship I'll be with or where exactly I'll be going. But throughout that time period, we're gonna cover a lot of the U.S., a lot of places that we haven't been to in many years.
And, fantastic.
Hopefully,
to it. You know, giving people a chance to see it if they never have before. Now, you know, a blimp, it's not a fixed wing aircraft. It's not a rotor aircraft. How does it control? Obviously, it's not like driving a car.
Yep. It's not like driving a car. It's really a kind of like a combination between a small airplane, a helicopter, and a flying boat. You know, if you can imagine that. It's really, that's the best way I could describe it.
Going with the flow a little bit.
Yeah, just kind of going slow, just kind of flying a big boat, you know, through the air. Yeah, it's really difficult to kind of explain to somebody. I wish I could get everybody on board to just show them.
Absolutely. And speaking of, well, Jeff, look, we're going to have to leave it there today. I really appreciate your time. But for my listeners, you can actually head over to Goodyear.com, and if you purchase a set of tires before April 10th, you will enter for a chance to join the 0.006% of Americans that have ridden in a Goodyear blimp. So head over and do that. Jeff, again, thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right, folks, so tomorrow when you're watching the Daytona 500, keep an eye out for the Goodyear blimp. You know who is behind the wheel. Up next, your local museum and travel are on deck. I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we keep mixing it up here on the show, we are shifting gears from blimps and auto racing to museums, and we're sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
If you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust simplysafe.com/carry and protect the people and places who matter most to you from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods, from broken or frozen water pipes, and many other things. And this is a company we've been working with for 11 years now, and they don't just react to break-ins. They actually help stop them before they begin.
They have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals that can see, hear, and speak with intruders, all while dispatching the police, fire, and ambulance. There are no contracts. It costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/care. You'll save 50% as a show fan today. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you're a member of one of your local museums, from wherever you're hearing the show on any one of our 600-plus stations across the USA today, your museum may be a member of the Museum Travel Alliance. If it is, there are exclusive one-of-a-kind trips you can take with them, and their president, Jim Friedlander, joins us now with some details.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. So, you know, for our folks listening around the country, we initially connected with you back on air in 2021, and we recall, you know, your museums offer these curated travel experiences that are highly specialized and often art-centric for museum members. We've continued to follow the growth, and since the show has added about 130 new stations nationwide since we did last speak on air about this, I want you to share who the Museum Alliance is and about how many institutions participate.
We have 125 museums that come together to offer fantastic travel experiences to their members, their patrons, their donors, their boards of trustees. And we work with museums all across the United States, and we take their members all around the world.
Jim, these travel experiences really raise the bar. They're really, they offer a lot of private access that people are just not going to find elsewhere. You have great offerings on tap that we were looking over this morning for 2025 and 2026. For example, there's a deep dive in Santa Fe to Georgia O'Keeffe's home. It includes private access to her studio, areas of Ghost Ranch, her famous retreat are included. There's a fashion-oriented trip to Milan and Florence in June, where you actually have local Italian fashion designers leading part of it. So talk a little bit about your guides and your curators, because they are truly experts.
Well, let me tell you about the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, because one of the things that makes the trip to Santa Fe great is to have a member institution that can open those doors that people who can't normally have access to Ghost Ranch or Georgia O'Keeffe's home can go, yes, you can do it, but can you do it with the curator in charge or with the director of the museum? So part of it is having this network of museums that can open local contacts in whatever city we happen to be traveling in. And they're going to know where the private art collections are. They can let you into their storerooms and their attics and to see exhibitions before they're open to the public. And that just makes a huge difference in the quality of the program.
Right. There's
terms of the experts that bring you around, you mentioned the fashion program in Italy. Well, you know, how great to have somebody who was at the Costume Institute at the Met leading the program, somebody who's written, you know, multiple books on fashion and is really an acclaimed expert, and she's also a lot of fun, of course, to lead you through the strip, and who has these personal contacts that, again, you get to see things you could never see on your own.
So right now, looking, I mean, there's so many things here. We could talk about the Holy Jubilee in Rome, I mean, that's going on and what you're offering there. But, you know, as you look ahead this year, and we can even go into 2026, because there are a lot of people that like to plan ahead and book their travel.
Sure.
There must be some other special trips that you're looking forward to. And our listeners tuned in around the country, they might find particularly unique in a different area of the world. So what say you?
Cuba is always a fascinating place. I just came back from my 58th trip there last week. We have incredible contacts in the country, everybody from the U.S. ambassador to, you know, people on the Cuban side, former deputy minister of foreign affairs, architects, artists, doing something that helps the Cuban people at a time when they're, you know, things aren't so easy in Cuba. A fascinating view as to what works and what doesn't work in another political system. Going to Paris with the Belle Epoque is a fantastic trip because you really get a chance to see Monet and Renoir and Cassatt and Louis-Lautrec and not just their work, but where they lived and what is it that makes their lives so interesting and how it's reflected in their art. We're doing a trip to the Loire Valley, another French trip, not just going on the outside of these beautiful chateaus, but getting the behind the scenes. which is wonderful.
Well, it's really immersing in that, no question about that. I do want to give the website for folks so that right now you can find more information, find out if your museum is participating and so forth, but museumtravelalliance.com, museumtravelalliance.com. And Jim, you know, that's the best place you would suggest listeners can get all the information on these trips?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a great spot to look.
All right. So that's
We have a cruise going to Greenland this summer, which is almost sold out. There are a few cabins left still. Greenland's been in the news a lot. It's kind of the new Iceland,
I think. Yes, it is. It's no question about that. Well, Jim, very nice to connect with you today. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much for the check-in.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for your time.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there we are, Jim Freelander, folks. MuseumTravelAlliance.com. They are operating in a league of their own for sure. So check them out. And if you do, let us know, rmworldtravel.com/contact. That's how we're going to put a wrap on Hour 1 this week. Hour 2 will begin in about 7 minutes as we get a firsthand report on Asheville. The personal connection, write stuff, and listener emails are also still to come. Stay connected with us anytime on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. And don't forget, you can catch this show anytime, anywhere, and through our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.